Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show, so stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point. Hey, To The Point listeners, this is going to be a two-part series with my friend Dave Geiger, the beast from the East, Horizon Services. Dave shares his story from humble beginnings all the way up to a $500 million home service company. You're in for a real treat and a great history lesson from one of the godfathers of the trade. I hope you enjoy it.
This is To The Point, a Rhino experience. Voted one of the top home services marketing and operations podcasts. Cutting through the bullshit and getting to the point.
To The Point listeners, do we have a show for you today? It's going to be a banger. Paul, I know you're excited. Look at that. I see you smiling from ear to ear. Our guest has had you all jacked up. Just so you know, Dave, too, Paul did tell me pre-podcast that he had butterflies in his stomach. And he shouldn't be this
nervous. I did. There's like an anticipation that I've had for this because, you know, I've known of Dave since I got in the industry, but I've never met him. I've had the opportunity to meet his family. So I know some, you know, neat stories of your history, but I get to hear your story for the first time. And many of our listeners get to hear your story for the first time from you. So I'm excited.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be so exciting. And before we get there too, I have a couple things I want to share.
No pressure, right?
Yeah, no pressure. You're going to crush it. But before we get there too, I just want to say to all our listeners, obviously as always, like, thanks for listening and tuning in. It's incredible the growth that this podcast has had and the reach it has. And we love hearing all those things. But if you're new listening to the show, please hit the subscribe button so you can come back and listen to it and share it with all your peers, because what you're going to hear today is going to be a history lesson in the trades of how to get it done. Kind of what monster growth looks like, but also a humility. And so, and this is something you're going to want to share with everyone to just help them. If you genuinely care about helping somebody grow, you're certainly going to want to help share this podcast. So, but first, before we get there, Paul, I would be remiss if I didn't announce, as the To The Point Home Services podcast has been voted one of the best home services podcasts for marketing and operations. Dude, I'm proud of you. I'm proud that we've done this. I think this will be episode 72 or 3, Kyle, somewhere around there. And so to accomplish those things in such a short amount of time is certainly admirable. But we also are noticed as one of the top 10 Google marketing solutions in 2021. Not too bad for an agency that only focuses on home services. So pretty excited to share that news to be able to, you know, anytime that we win like an award that's with this podcast, for us, I think that what was the highest ranking we ended up getting on the podcast? You remember, it's like 21 for all of marketing, of marketing, and to be home services specific is pretty awesome. So pretty excited about those things.
Chris, I'm proud of you because it is much easier to have not done this podcast. And I think I've shared this before. You know, we sat down a couple of years ago with a list of like 50 things we needed to do for the business and had pretty good alignment with our entire executive team, except for one item, and that was this. This was left off the list. And I kid you not, you know, Chris's wife was out of the office for 4 or 5 days for surgery. She comes back in our team conference room is reconstructed into a podcast studio. And we did it, and we've done it, and we've launched one every single Tuesday since January of last year. And quite honestly, Chris, it's been probably the highlight of my career so far to be able to do this and cool. Get back in a way. So thanks, man. I love it, man.
Thanks Proud for sharing that. Well, then what birds from that too was our Rhino X event that we had earlier this year. And just so everybody knows, our guest today has committed to Rhino X 2022 along with Ken Haynes is committed to come back. Also Leland Smith coming back. I haven't talked to Goodrich yet, but I know him well enough to know he's for sure going to come back if the rest of the guys are here. So he'll be back for those things. But one of the guys missing from Rhino X event that I said out loud to everyone in attendance.
Noticeably absent
was our guest, Mr. Dave Geiger, also known as DG. he is one of the godfathers of the industry, is how we put it out there. So I know you don't even like, he probably is too humble to even want to hear that, but that's the reality of what it is. But we're excited to have Dave Geiger, founder and CEO, Horizon Group Holdings, this small little itsy-bitsy, teensy-weensy home services company called Horizon Services. That's like, what, one of the largest home services companies in the Mid-Atlantic, something like that, Dave?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. You know, and there's a lot of good companies out there. We're proud of what we've accomplished, and you know, bumping up against $500 million, and we're proud of all the work we've done. So,
Paul, just so you know, that's $500 million. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show, man. We're excited to have you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Really, really honored to be here. And you know, as you were opening up the show talking about starting your podcast, and how I think you share with me, you were a little uncomfortable with doing it, and it turned out to be great. And that's a lot of our success growing too, is being comfortable with being uncomfortable, right?
Yep.
Like saying, I don't want to do this, but I got to do this. Right? I got to take that next step. So congratulations to you guys for doing that.
Appreciate that, Dave. Thank you so much. Well, a lot of the success too comes from, you know, obviously being able to have guests like you come on and share your story. I mean, because that's the content that matters most in doing these things. And before we get into it, I want to do a couple of quick things, and then we're going to jump right into the story. So if you would, I'm going to ask just a couple of questions. I want our listeners to know who have either heard of Dave Geiger or Horizon Services or not. I want them to know who is Dave Geiger. So I'm going to ask a couple of questions that are completely unrelated to business. Are you okay with that, Dave?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. So number one, if you could have dinner with anybody, alive or dead, who would it be?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather. Okay. So, yep. So do you want to elaborate on that, or is just something that?
So I'm a fourth generation plumber. My great grandfather was a plumber. My grandfather was a plumber, and my father is a plumber. And my grandfather was just a serial entrepreneur, and he just was a very positive guy, and I just loved him to death. And he would be the guy I would want to be with.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so this is one that I think that I could never – this is like only the second time you and I've actually got the chance to chat, but I just feel like this is going to be a difficult one for you to answer, even though it's a very simple question. But if you had to karaoke any song, what would it be?
I didn't know this was coming.
But either did I, Dave. So
it's not on the list. Don't bother looking.
I would say my favorite song is One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer from George Thorogood.
One Scotch, One Beer. That's it?
That's it.
It's a pretty solid choice.
Perfect. Okay, two more easy questions. Okay, who would you say is your hero?
I have a lot of heroes. I have, you know, in the business world, I'll start there.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, I actually was reflecting, you know, getting ready for this, and some of the people that helped me along the way, you know, my bow tech teacher, just to start from, actually my father, right? Because he was a plumber, and he was a great mentor of hard work and getting up every day and do, you know, never missed a day of work for being sick or for any reason. And he was just a great mentor and example of hard work. And then my bow tech teacher and on up, but you know, fast forward the Frank Blau from Nextdoor, George Brazil, Mike Diamond. And then in the HVAC side, Jim Abrams, Terry Nicholson, all those guys had influence. You know, I stole everything I got.
Good.
I've been to all the seminars, and I would stay to the end and then go to the bar and stay too long there. And just get everything I could from anybody that was willing to share. And
soaked it all in.
Absolutely.
Love it. So this next one is going to be super easy, but I'm really anxious to know the answer. Growing up, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a plumber.
Yeah. So that was easy.
I wanted to be in business in the plumbing trade.
So when you were in school, you were thinking, you know what? I want to be a plumber, because that's kind of the because it's multi-generational.
Yeah. So what happened was, you know, I would see these examples in my life, my grandfather, my father, and I often tell them, I'm glad you weren't a roofer, right? they were plumbers, and they were just great role models. And I aspired to be that. And I was actually, it's going to sound odd, but I was in typing class in junior high school, complaining to the typing teacher that I didn't need to type, right? Turns out you do need to type. But back then, I didn't know that. I was coming, why the hell do I need to learn how to type? I can't spell. I don't want to do this. And she says, well, what do you want to do? I said, I'm going to be a plumber. I have my own business. And I'm going to have the biggest plumbing company. Like three plumbers are going to work for me, right? That's what I'm going to have. She said, well, you better get it together. And there's a trade school. There's a high school trade school in town. You can, if you do good, I'll help you get in. She was a great lady. And she saw that everybody didn't have to fit into a certain spot. Right. And she coached me to go to the Bow Tech school, which turned out to be great. And, you know, so I got into plumbing and never looked back. And, we had an opportunity. I had my teacher there was just DiGiacomo, Mr. DiGiacomo, just a great, great guy. He actually would do some side work, and I would go on some jobs with him. And I had a job at the supermarket bagging groceries, and I would try to get side jobs, and I'd do them here. And then when I needed help, he would help me. So one day a cashier said, I need a new furnace. And I said, yeah, I can do that. I went back home and said, how the hell am I going to do that? I went to school and I convinced him to help me do this job. So we go to the guy's house. We give him the price. He says yes. That's the first hurdle, right? He said yes to the number. We go back. We get the furnace. We load the next day. We load it into his, I think it was like a 67 Chevy van. After school, we go and we do the job, get paid. And this is the point of the story. We get paid. My eyes are big. I see all this cash. We go around the corner. He counts out $500 or whatever for the furnace, the parts. And I get 600. He got 600. And I'm like, I'm in. From this point forward, I get the game, right?
Yep.
And that was more money than I had seen for a few hours work. So that kind of
You were born with it, man. You were born with it.
I was lucky.
You're born with it. Well, let's go ahead. I don't know, Pod, I don't want to hold anything up. I just want to get right into the story, because that's actually the beginning point of really the, you know, to where you're at today. That was the beginning point of it. So let's talk through that. Kind of let the listeners know about the story. And Paul, like, let's, if we want to hang on something that he says, let's just kind of, you know, get after it and ask, because I think it's really important to understand the timeline, the history, and then all the way down to kind of where is it today. And we'll get to what's next, but let's just get up to where it's at today. So go ahead and share with the listeners.
Yeah, so that was that, you know, that happened about 78, 79, graduated high school in 1980, worked for a local guy here for a couple of years, moved out then to Loveland, Colorado, because I had an uncle out there who again was a plumber, worked for him, and also got into solar energy. If you remember, then it was hydronic solar, right? Not photovoltaic like today. So we would put sewer tanks in the basement, plumb copper lines up to the roof to the panels. And there was lots of systems going in because there was big tax credits. So had a group of guys working with me, and we would install thousands of these systems. The only problem with that business, the tax credits ran out in 1985. That was done. And the whole business kind of went away. So I went back to new construction plumbing, which is a bad habit, right? For me, it was anyway. And didn't make any money, got in debt, decided, and the quote, the economy was bad in Colorado, but my perception of the economy was bad in Colorado.
Still counts.
Yeah, still counts. So I was going to move back home to Delaware for a year or two and wait for the economy to get better, and then I was going to go back. So I came back, got my master's license here in Delaware in the Philadelphia area, and started building the business. And I like to tell people I was so poor at that time, I couldn't pay attention. Right? I couldn't eat.
No kids at this point? Still early
20s? I had Elisa, my oldest daughter. I was married. I couldn't bring them back with me at first. I had earned enough money to get them and our stuff back. Eventually, you know, a couple months, I did that. I would literally stand out in front of the licensing and permit office and wait for guys to come out with blueprints and ask them if I could bid their work. The only problem with that strategy is the only people who are going to give you work are the guys who aren't paying their bills because they see a new sucker. So the first year and a half, I got beat pretty hard by new construction, which, you know, in the long run for me, right? I don't want to, you know, other people are very successful. For me, it was not good. And it forced me into finding work where I could do it today, get paid today.
Yeah. You know?
So I could eat tonight.
Yeah. Preferably.
That was the key. And
pretty important.
Yeah. So I actually worked at night for a pipe fitting company from 3:30 to 11. I would get up during the day and try to run a call, right? I would have a little ad in the paper, you know, kind of, you know, we'll do any job, you know. And the goal was when I got a customer, there was a close rate of 100% because I wasn't leaving until they gave me the work.
Motivated. You were motivated.
I was motivated. And then asked for other work and just, you know, slowly built a small base until I could leave that pipe fitting job and then start building the business.
Did the business have a name at that point? Or is it just kind of you doing
it? Yeah, that's a good question. So it was Geiger Services at that point in time. That was like 1987.
Got it.
Okay. That happened. Yeah.
Sorry, Paul, what were you going to say, buddy?
Oh, I was just wondering how long of a period of time did you do that where you were working from 3 to 11 and then running service during the day?
That was probably a year, maybe a little over a year. Nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so then what? So
now family life, but it was good.
That leaves your work life balance kind of like
yeah, a little out of balance.
Out of balance. So then what comes next? So you're doing that, and so let's keep going with the start. Let's see where it goes from here.
So I kept doing that. That was 87, and I had built a business a little each year, still doing some new construction, but trying to build the other part of the business. Went to night school for heating and air conditioning to learn that. I'm more of a plumber than a HAC tech. But I wanted to get that skill. So I went to night school after I left the night pipe fitting job. and I just built a business. I had a few guys up until I tell people that I started in 87 and I started paying attention in 96, right? I was working hard like every other guy out there trying to do it good. And I got pretty decent at the time. It was 1.6 million in revenue in 1987.
Heck yeah.
And then in 1987, two big things, or 96, I'm sorry. In 96, two big things happened. I hired a guy who eventually became my partner, Mark Aiken.
Mark, yep.
And I joined Nexstar, which was C2000 at the time, in February of 96. Those two things happened that month.
So those are pivotal things that happened.
Yeah, that was a big, big change. And then on top of that, I guess I joined Nexstar and was in negotiations to hire Mark at that point. And Jack Tester, there was a bunch of us who had joined at the same time, about the same size. And I said that he wanted me to do a peer group where you all get together, you share best practices.
Yep.
And I was a new member and he wanted me to have, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I don't know what I don't know. But there was a lot of us that didn't know what we didn't know. And we were going to come together. And I said, well, I'll commit to you that if I can hire this guy, Mark Aiken, who I knew that was pretty organized and a hard charger, if I could hire him, I would commit to doing this. And then I hired him, then I had to do it.
You committed.
And so what that did is that forced us to to when the peer group, you have to write down all your processes, how you answer the phone, how you dispatch, what you're pricing, well, everything. Well, I didn't have that. I didn't know what it, so we had to kind of make it up, right? So but it forced us to put processes, start to put processes in place. And the deal I made with Jack was that if I did a peer group for him, he would give me 8 or 10 of the best members of Contractors 2000 at the time, give me access to go visit their businesses. I didn't know at the time they would have done that anyway.
Right. So that was part of the negotiation that you would have got anyhow.
So, but we did that, and we had the peer group, made great friends that I still have today. Got to travel to some great companies. Went out to see Mike Diamond at the time. Was just the size of his business was unfathomable to me. Went to see the Charrier brothers at Heritage up in New Hampshire and a couple other ones. And I can literally remember, and we kind of all traveled as a pack then. We would go see these businesses. And I can remember like it was yesterday, Mark and I were on the plane, sitting in the back of the plane, in the front of the plane, in the back of the plane, with a notepad, writing all the things that we learned, all the things that we should do, and putting priorities on them, right? We'll do this one, then we'll do that one. And we got back, and we just worked like hell, and he is a great implementer. He would implement things, and I would just say yes.
Let's do it. Yep, sounds good.
At the time, we weren't partners, but we acted as partners, right? But on paper, we weren't partners, and we grew. That was in '96, and we grew the business. We were growing the business, and then we came across CSG, which was Contractor Success Group, which was Jim Abers and Terry Nicholson and John Young, and we joined because they knew heating and air conditioning at the time. Nexstar did not do heating and air conditioning, and we went to a boot camp, and they said, and went up. You got to remember, we do a lot of heating and air conditioning now, but we did zero then. We were just a plumbing company. So they said, if you send these marketing letters out, you will get leads. And if you have leads, you will sell this many systems. And then you just do that again. So we came back. We weren't sure if they were telling the truth or not. But we sent out 10,000 letters. And we got, I don't know how many leads, but we got leads. We didn't have a sales guy. We didn't have equipment. And we didn't have an installer. So we quickly went out and got a sales guy who was with us all the way through and actually became a partner in the business as well, Troy Rainsburg. He sold the first lead, sold the first system, and we still didn't have equipment.
Hey, this is kind of reminiscent of your grocery bag and story where you said, yeah, I can install that furnace without even. I love it. I'm seeing a pattern here.
So, made a phone call to Lennox been with them ever since, right? But they took a chance on us. We asked Troy, well, if you were us, who would you hire to install it? He told us, and we hired him. Right? Made a deal. And then the rest of the story is just, you know, building from there. But that's, you know, and so I had the luxury of going to Nexstar, had the luxury of going to CSG and just take all that in. And I can't just tell you how grateful and how blessed I am to have been associated with all the people I have been through the years.
That's amazing. So that still is like about, I think, 3/4 of the story. So yeah. I think,
we want to hear about the second furnace.
Now let's hear about the second furnace.
Well, so that was in '98. And we were, so in 96 doing 1.6, 98 probably doing lots of growth then, like 3.5 million or so. Grow it to 8 million by 2000, right? So this was the first round of, they call it a consolidation or roll up, whatever you want to call it. I don't like those words, but that was it was their words, right?
Sure. Yep.
And this guy kept calling me. You want to sell your business? You want to sell your? I said, no, no, no. It was Fred Silverstein.
That S-F-P.
A lot of people know, right? So he's a dear friend today, and we still do business together. He finally, after saying no so many times, I said yes. So we sold the Blue Dot, which was a consolidator. They were owned by a utility company, Northwestern, and of all places, South Dakota, right? Buying a plumbing heating company in Wilmington, Delaware. So they had bought a bunch of businesses, and you know, again, amazing part of the story, because in that group are some icons today, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? You got Ken Haynes and Jamie B. And Paul Kelly, one of the best operators in right in your area.
Right here, Phoenix.
Yep. Just a humble, smart guy. You don't see him coming, but he's just awesome. And Chris LaBeouf, that you know, was the beginning of Turnpoint.
Yep.
Just great experience to be and humble to be with those guys. When that business didn't work, because they won't get into the story, but they didn't do things the right way.
Sure.
And fell out of covenant with their bank and decided they were going to give up on this strategy that they had. We all got a chance to buy our business back. And for me, it was really good because they owed me money. So I get to buy it with money they owed me.
Yeah.
So when we bought it back together, Mark and I, and we were 50-50 partners. We sold it doing $8 million in revenue. We stayed there and worked and grew the business and really played full out. We had an earn out and we wanted to see the business be successful. We actually bought it back doing $12 million. So it was, and it made money all the way through. So it wasn't like we was getting a, you know, bag of crap back. We got a great business back. And from there, you know, we poured our heart and soul into the business and marketed. Mark was a master marketer. He would come up with ideas, and my skill was to be able to say yes.
Let's
do that. So we, you know, he had that side of the business. I had the technical side, getting, you know, running the operations and that kind of thing. So we grew the business from that period going forward. We made a couple tiny acquisitions going forward, but more data buys than I would call acquisitions. And we went from Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, to opening up in King of Prussia,
Pennsylvania.
And then New Jersey and then Baltimore. But, you know, one of the things that really drove us is some key hires. You know, to really, first of all, we wanted to grow. We had the desire to always do better than we did before, right? We didn't know when it was $5 million, we didn't know how we were going to get to $10 million or be able to run a $10 million business. Or it was just like going through the fog, and we knew that we would figure it out as we went. But we made some great hires. And actually, I should say, Mark had a great talent of finding talent, right? He could, and there's some funny stories out there. You know, Frank DeMarco, I think, shared one with you guys, and he made another great hire with Charlie Haynes, who's now the CEO of Horizon. He was a wholesaler who came in and thought he was going to sell us. You know, if we ended up hiring him,
yeah,
it was a long period of time, but we got him. And you know, he quickly rose to the top and was a great hire. he hired John Cameron. I don't know if you know that name, but he's a legend in the sales side of the business, right? Moved us forward. There's been several others, but Gary Ober, who's now our COO, came from Disney. So some great hires along the way. And it's, you know, I didn't do this.
You said yes.
I just said yes. I took a chance.
There's a lot there, by the way.
Yeah, there's just a lot of great people along the way. And it's been a heck of a ride.
If you don't mind, when you sold the business originally to Blue Dot, did you feel as if you had arrived or you had reached some milestone? Did you wonder what was next? What did that look like?
No, I after I sold it, I didn't really feel, I had more money, but I really didn't feel any different.
You stayed in the business.
I was, I was probably about, I was under 40. You know, I knew that I wasn't done, right? It wasn't, you know, to some people it might've been enough money, but it wasn't for me. It wasn't about them. The day after I went to work.
Yeah.
So, in fact, the day after, I was in a ditch installing a sewer. And the guy looked at me and said, "What are you doing?" It's just, I love this industry. I love the business. You know, I always knew that I would be in it. I didn't know where that path was going to lead or if I was going to be in a different business and later get back in the business. I just didn't know, or move or whatever. But, yeah. I didn't sell to get out. I sold because I couldn't believe they're giving me that much money.
And at that age, I mean, yeah. That's phenomenal. Yeah. So it sounds like you come from a place of passion for the business. So it became about more about, I mean, there's so many similarities here that I because we've only had, you know, got to talk yesterday. I've always heard, I mean, literally the 14 years I've been in the business, I've heard of you and I've heard of Charlie and I've heard of Horizon, all these things, but I've never had the chance to talk to you until yesterday. I'm just starting to notice some similarities, which is always like, makes me feel better because even though you're just saying yes, you're still just being humble. And what the actual bigger play is there, the technical side of things is obviously extremely important. Once you say yes, you still got to actually, you talked about having the implementer. That's a key role, you know, too. Yeah. And the technical side of it is obviously key too, because of, you know, client fulfillment is ultimately the end result of what you're doing and it's got to be good.
I think the reason that Mark and I were such a good fit and we had a great run was because our talents were different, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He was a promoter. He was a great marketer. He had super high standards as far as, you know, I had the quality of work, but he had, you know, you're going to dress like this, your trucks are clean, you know, the marketing message tied to what we delivered, all that, right? He had, the orange truck idea came from him. A lot of the standards of, you know, we're on time or it's free, that kind of thing.
We love the color orange around here, just so you know.
A little biased. Yeah. Quick kind of random question here. I was working with your son-in-law, Chris, down in South Carolina a couple of years ago. And we were having a heated or spirited dialogue. And he stopped mid conversation and said, "You know, if Dave were here, he would tell me to focus on my breath." What was he telling me and why did he say that?
Well, it wasn't his breath, it's his breathing, right? So
his breathing, right?
So we have a thing around here. We said breathe through your nose because you can't, it settles you down, right? If you're panicked or you're getting excited, that's probably what he meant. I'm guessing, but it's stay calm. Don't react, right?
Is that a management philosophy of yours in general?
I think it's just yoga.
It's meditation.
and you had or have a yoga studio in the shop somewhere, right?
We did. Yeah. We had, I don't do it anymore. I need to get back to doing it. Place gets in the way, but yeah, we had yoga in the office and we had everybody that wanted to do it could do it. And, part of the culture.
So the technicians were like, "Yeah, man, let's do some."
A few of them, yeah. More the call center and dispatcher, sales guy.
Got it.
It's downflow dog, not downward dog.
Downflow. Oh my gosh, that's a freebie, listeners. You can take that.
I forgot about that, but that is true. That happened.
Okay.
Hey, To The Point listeners, I know, I get it. You're into it just like I am. You're going to have to wait until the next episode to hear the remainder of Dave's story. In addition to that, Dave's going to go in depth into mergers and acquisitions and his opinion and experience on it from one of the best in the business. And
I don't mind giving you my email.
Yeah, sure. Perfect.
You know, it's D. Geiger, G-E-I-G-E-R, @horizonservices.com.
Perfect. Well, listen, I appreciate you so much. And listen, you, I know that inbox is gonna fill up. So get ready. But I'm so excited to have you on. Listeners, this was a real treat. This does not happen. Thank you for all the reviews that you guys leave for us. And if you like these type of podcasts and want us to keep going, which I hope you do, please go ahead and scroll to the bottom of all the episodes. I think there's 70 some odd plus, but at the bottom, there's a spot for you to leave a review. And that kind of is our way of understanding and feeling, you know, what the outcome of all this is from your words. But I'm going to share one with you right now from Brad Campbell. Oh, Brad Campbell. Okay, cool. Customer of ours. And the topic was amazing. 5 stars. I love the show and the value you guys deliver. You've helped me raise my game with so much knowledge and wisdom for my employees and my customers, and I'm just getting started implementing these processes with precision and layering them on. I look forward to the point Tuesdays. I love that. To the Point Tuesdays. Every week. I appreciate your commitment to providing the value you do, Chris and Paul. Thank you so much, Brad. Appreciate that. Again, Dave, thanks for all the nuggets that you dropped. Tell Paul, I appreciate you. Listeners, until next time.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you. Listeners, thank you so much again for listening to this podcast week after week. We are extremely grateful. Again, the whole purpose of this podcast is to give back to the home services industry that we love so much, whether you're a rhino or not. We really, really appreciate all the subscribers. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please go in and subscribe and you'll get all the episodes sent to you automatically weekly. Also, we have really enjoyed your feedback. It's so meaningful for us when we get to read the nice comments that you guys put. So keep doing that. And if you don't know how to do it, here's what you got to do. You search for To The Point Home Services on Apple Podcasts. You click on our profile, scroll all the way down to the bottom and hit write a review. And be honest and share your story and how the podcast has impacted you and your business. Thanks again from the bottom of our hearts at To The Point Home Services Podcast. We appreciate you. Welcome to The Point Home Services, the podcast where real contractors share real strategies. We cut through the noise and get straight to the point with the contractors that are working in the field right now. If you run a home services business and want to lead better, grow faster, and stay sharp, you're in the right place. Now, before we get started, I need you to do one thing. Only 30% of our listeners are following the show. So stop what you're doing, hit follow, and let's get to the point.